This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad, and I'm going to begin our next story with a movie quote. Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode. And every fall, fewer and fewer college students know this line from Animal House. So how can a middle-aged person like me relate to the college class of 2017? People born in 1995? One useful tool is the Mindset List, an annual publication from Beloit College put together by English professor Tom McBride and Ron Neef, Director Emeritus of Public Affairs. Ron Neef, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Dan. It's good to talk to you.
This year's list shows evidence of a possible decline in America's automobile culture. For example, number 3 on your list, GM, means genetically modified, and number 14, rights of passage have more to do with having their own cell phone and Skype accounts than with getting a driver's license. If I were in the business of marketing cars to young people, how concerned should I be?
I gather from some of the studies that are being done, there's real concern about it, and that's why cars, for instance, are being filled up with technology, because that's what students want today, 18-year-olds. One of the key things about this class that we've found is that they are, we've sort of dubbed them the sharing generation. We know they've shared too much on Facebook and internet. It's talked about a lot. They've shared themselves. When we arrived in college and found we had a three-headed roommate and all that sort of thing, they know who each other is as they arrive. But it's more than that. You brought up the cars before. The sharing of transportation is something. They're not buying cars. They would rather get together with other people. Even when they get their licenses, they don't want to own cars. They'll rent them when they need them. So as we go on, they will be the leaders. In a dozen years, they'll represent about 40% of the electorate. And with that will come the full development of some of these ideas.
Well, let's talk methodology. How did you come up with this year's mindset list?
Actually, we start today on next year, but we start to get input from hundreds and hundreds of people who respond to our Facebook pages and our website, sending us descriptions of what we call mindset moments, those moments when either a young person is talking to a parent or a parent's talking to their child, and what they get is a blank stare. Tom taught for years the film Pulp Fiction, and he said he's come to realize that he talks about it and students just look at him. The film was made before they were born, and it doesn't connect.
You and your co-author, co-researcher Tom McBride, have referred to the problem of hardening of the references, where professors and media types fail to stay current with the changing culture, and we just heard an example of that there. But I'm sure these professionals could argue that. Why should we struggle to relate when young people need us to graduate and be informed citizens? How would you answer that?
Well, I'll go back another step on it, that there are those who suggest that this list is poking fun at the 18-year-old entering college, which is quite the opposite of what we're doing. Back in the mid-90s, there were a lot of lists showing up on the relatively new internet that did exactly that. It was sort of boomer retaliation. You know, they don't know half of what I did when I graduated from high school. Well, the fact is, in the next 4 years, they're going to come up to speed on a lot of these things. We're just talking about their life experiences, what they have seen firsthand. And you have to remind faculty of this. Interesting, we just saw an editorial from the Manchester Guardian in England where they noted that faculty are frequently reminded to check their references because there is some explanation needed. If your frame of reference fits around Nixon or Watergate or Vietnam or whatever, you're going to have to explain what that is. It happened a long time ago.
Next year's mindset list comes out in 525,600 minutes. I had no idea there were that many minutes in a year, but freshmen know this from the musical Rent, which is apparently a big hit. Talk about hardening of the references. When I think of a musical, I think of Sweeney Todd, which opened in 1979.
Yeah, but if you think of one of those musicals that's done in high schools, Rent has been a popular one, and that's why we use that reference. They know it.
You've already begun research, as you said, into the class of 2018. Can you give us a little teaser about what defines 2018?
There are certain elements here. The continuing rise of power of women, this sort of unfettered support of capitalism, the confusion over who are our friends in the world. We used to have a clear idea of who our adversaries were. We don't know anymore. And these students have grown up with things like Egypt and Syria, go back through Afghanistan and so on, never quite sure of who is our opposition. So those things will certainly continue and show up again.
Ron Neef is co-author of this year's Mindset List, published by Beloit College. Ron, I look forward to talking with you in 525,600 minutes.
I will count the seconds.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.